everyone. I'm Sochi, and co-hosting with me is Mimi.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
Hope you guys are good.
Yeah. You're all welcome to Juicy Lucy. If you are listening for the first time, please listen to our previous podcast.
It's Juicy and it's Lucy. You need to listen. To- I promise you, they're all fun.
So much fun. Trust me. You're going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
So, our last episode was The Crush. And we spoke about our crushes from way back, Mimi and I, right? We casted ourselves anyhow.
Yes.
To the world. No one knows about business.
It was hilarious, and we hope you guys enjoyed us embarrassing ourselves.
Yeah. And now we asked you guys to send in their own stories, their own crush stories, and guys, let me tell you, we got a lot of stuff. Very hilarious. This is going to be so much fun.
We're looking forward to airing some dirty laundry in public.
Yeah. Oh. We're saying that we will keep to our promise of keeping you guys identity. Yeah.
And then keeping you entertained too.
Entertained as well, of course. So we're changing all the names, all the senders' names, all right, to different stuff. Mimi, Bax, give us your first story. I am so ready.
Number one on our list is Linda. Linda said her first crush was a guy in Lagos. We were both kids. I'm guessing they were both teenagers at the time. His name was Olu. She said he was so handsome and fair in complexion. She called him Yellow Popo.
Yellow.
She said she was in boarding school then, and the guy used to bring her flowers and girls would tease her. But it made her feel so special.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the spoiler is she said he's now fat and ugly. How does someone go from very handsome to I really don't get it.
If you see my
secondary school pictures, I'm still the same. Yeah. I'm still the same. Like, I didn't change.
Yeah. Some people, their own imagination is just crazy. They just go to, they all become the opposite of what they were.
True.
I was very skinny. Now, I'm not skinny anymore.
As in, that's what you guys say. You're not skinny anymore.
Let's just leave it there. Okay. Alright, so this is Vicky, yeah? She said that when she was back in school, she had this crush. His name is Mide. So the guy is a cute guy. So on this fateful day, they met at the mini mart in school, right? And she thinks that he caught her staring at him, and he asked her her name, and then she just went dumb for like 5 seconds. She couldn't say anything. She went blank. Like I think we cannot relate. Ah,
I think we cannot relate.
She went blank. She had someone was tired. Everything was blank. And she now got herself after like 5 seconds, and she had to apologize to him for going so blank. It was quite embarrassing for her. So, Vicky, we feel your pain. We get you. We got you.
We're behind you because you're not alone.
You're not alone. We are many. Hey, Mimi, next story.
So, the next one is about Pam. It's a girl again. Okay. So, Pam was crushing on a guy that did contracts in her office.
Okay.
She'll be peeping from her office just to, to see him. After doing it for a while, two of her female bosses noticed and they started teasing her about him.
Yeah.
So, because they always saw him going towards the mosque, they thought he was a Muslim. They now named him Gafar. Every time they see him, they say, see Gafar. See your husband, Gafar. One day, one of our bosses got tired and approached the guy.
Yeah.
She now got his name.
Uh-huh.
And his name was actually Mr. M. Funny enough, he's a Christian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she found out his name and other things about him. Then she now introduced Pam and the guy to each other.
Yeah.
Then they started saying hi occasionally. Mm-hmm. When the guy would come to the office, she would say hi. Mm-hmm. One day, he finally took her number.
Yeah.
And then they talked and they started dating.
Yeah.
But guess what?
What?
It was short.
Was
it was very short.
Was a short one indeed.
Yes. It was short because the guy was apparently archaic. Like, he was old in his brain. He was really young in age.
Oh, like, we men belong to the other room, kind of.
Yes, yes. He actually said that women belong in the kitchen. Like, he doesn't see why they should have jobs.
You see this thing we're saying.
Like, he believes women should be clearing the table after him.
Yeah.
He doesn't think he can carry his plate to the kitchen. Maybe his hand was pulling him or something.
Hey. Yeah. You see now. Now, when these your crushes. This you put them on this pedestal. They are just the best item of your life, and then you get to
meet disappointment.
Disappointment, I beg. Anyway,
the disappointment.
Next one is a man. His name is Jim. He has had two crushes in his life, right? Cynthia in primary school, and they are still friends. And then there's Jessica in secondary school. So he told her he liked her. She said that she would date him if he gets himself a new school uniform.
Just imagine. Just imagine.
Hey, girl.
Girls has come.
So guess what, guys? He burnt his old school uniform. The one way he wear to school every day. He can't burn them. To get his mom to make a new one for him. And she did not still date him. Upon all the whole burning and the lying, she did not date him.
Girls has come.
On the bright side. Hey, Nariel's come. On the bright side, he got to see her pint. You know how what's your game? Let me see your pint. What color of pint are you wearing? Mimi, just give us.
Okay, so the next one is from James. So James said when he was in 300 level, he had a crush on IG.
Instagram.
That he's still crushing on her till today. Wow. Yes, Instagram. That she's pretty popular and does fashion.
Okay.
She's into fashion and sometimes does funny videos. And she's really gorgeous. Like, she's a spec. Called her a black beauty.
Wow.
That's how he entered the ladies' page and almost drowned there.
You don't want to leave.
He said, if not for a friend, he did not want to leave. He would have gotten lost like Alice in Wonderland.
Like a king in the candy store.
He said, if not for a friend, I came to ask about his progress on a project they were working on that semester. That he would have still been on the page today.
Brother, we feel you.
He said, while he was still in the rabbit hole, that he was telling God that if he can have this babe and allow him marry her, that he would treat her like a queen and serve God for the rest of his days. He said, he felt like God would have sworn for him if he did not DM the babe. That's how he slid into a DM.
Oh, God. Okay.
And sent, I will love you to the moon and back because you're as beautiful as a thousand stars.
Oh, drop the line.
If you'll be mine.
Bam. Bam. Bam.
And so on and so forth. He said in his mind, God was already involved, so no qualms. After 24 hours, she did not reply. Uh-oh. He said, maybe she did not see it.
Really?
He said, days became months and weeks and years have passed that she has not responded to today.
Brethren,
as of today, I can categorically and confidently tell you that I'm still crushing on her. And she has still not replied to my message. He said, maybe she updated that I did that, but she has not seen it.
After many years, brother, give up.
He said he will still blow.
It's either one of two things. It's either she's married or she
in a relationship.
Okay, maybe three things. And she has or she has a lot of DMs from different men, and she has categorized you as one of
true
the people that she sent her DM. That is it. I'm so sorry. The only way to meet her is meet her physically.
One of the DM guys.
Face to face.
Yes. That's the only way you can make a difference. Please don't say that again.
She ran away from you.
That's bad. Yeah, you sound like a creep. I'm sorry.
Oh well. Yeah. Next, we have Williams, another guy. He says his first crush was in JS3. It's his literature teacher, Miss Giwa. Hi, Miss Giwa. She eventually found out about the crush, but ended up giving him a peck, or she gave him a peck. Yeah, just by, so she just gave him a pity peck and she left Dubai. Oh, I'm so sorry, William. I'm so sorry.
Well, I believe there might have been hope for him if she stayed in Nigeria.
Eh? In GS3? I don't think so.
No, not in GS3. Like, if he had found her later in life,
I mean,
I feel like they might have been. They would have gotten married, most definitely not. But then, something would have gone down.
Yep. Next
story is from Miranda. Mm-hmm. She says she's a fan of tall guys. So there was this guy in school who she used to crush on. And he was a friend of a friend of a friend. So it was a great grand friend.
Great grand friend.
So they were all hanging out one day, and he opened his mouth to say something, and it just sounded all wrong. And that's how our crush was crushed. Like, she put it like this: you know when somebody thinks they are smart and they are not. My mind just went to error. Abort mission.
Oh, I'm so glad I clapped for you today.
She's not mean, she just saw what
she could not handle. She just know that, see, she cannot handle this amount of idiocy. She couldn't handle it. She has to move on. What? Yes. Please, guys, you know when you cross on somebody and you have seen the signs that the signs of idiocy is inside the body of the person, inside. Please use your legs and do what? Walk away. I've liked it well. No. Hold your ear and do no. Okay.
Don't stay.
Run away.
Don't stay.
Hold your ear and do no. Okay. So next story. This is from Michael, yeah? He says, hello, Miss Juicy Lucy.
Very funny. We're not Miss, so we are Mrs. Like two Misses. Like two Miss and Miss. So we are Mrs.
Mrs. You got the one that beg. Hello, Miss Juicy Lucy. He says some crushes end up terribly. He had just finished SS3, that he was done with secondary school, and he was doing lessons. No good lesson that you do after you're done with school now. Get ready for university.
I did it.
See, he said they met this fine yellow babe. Her name is Natope. That she was the most sought after babe, as an adolescent, you know. So she took a liking to him, probably because he was, you know, the short, funny guy and whatnot. So every time he said something funny, she would laugh and hold him from behind and rest all her goods on him. You know?
She'd be rubbing his dress on him.
That it was lit. He said it was lit.
That bros is a very big term.
After the lesson, they would go to Hilton Hotel in Ikeja that year. So he said that he would drive there usually. So he drove there that day wanting her to see him, so he could see that he was a big bird and
driving.
And when he got there, he did not now see her. So he looked for her everywhere. He looked for her everywhere. And he got to where she was. He said that he saw his crush getting crushed.
That's very crushing.
That his crush was with a guy in the lesson. Oh my god. He said he left. He had to go and sulk. He had to go and sit down in front of the pool and sulk and about his life. And then she came bucks looking hot. But it was over. What he felt for her was gone. He was crushed to pieces.
Was gone.
Brother
was
Michael, gone. We are sorry. I know it's hard.
So sorry.
That one is sad. That one is our
I'm telling you, that was a sad story. I'm pained for him. After resting all our
so
boobs
so, so sorry. So sorry, yeah. Okay? You know you've moved on already. You know, it's been a long time. Okay, meaning...
Okay, so Stella says okay. She had one at work that she okay. saw him at the cafe. He was buying food and then he turned around and then she saw his face and he was just standing there looking, you know. Very okay. cute. That she was there making jokes in Pidgin and she saw him like this, all her Pidgin disappeared and someone had
the British.
In it.
Oh my, this one now that started well.
So he came to where she was sitting and asked him to sit with her. That she couldn't trust herself to speak.
Get quiet, oh Jesus.
So she just nodded. And as fast as the guy sat down, she ran away. And she now went to her office and told her and told her sit partner about it. As if Nathan said it's not possible that she has never seen anybody like that in the office. But she was serious, so a couple of weeks later, she saw the guy again. And luckily for her, partner was with her. She now showed the guy to her. That's how they started manhunting. They went everywhere to different floors because the office is big. They went to different floors, you know. There were different schedules, shifts, morning, afternoon, night, so they were searching for this guy. She terrorized people into looking for the guy. Finally, they found the guy. One day, at a farewell party, somebody came and dragged her to the floor where the guy was to go and meet him. She was making mouth. Yes, I'm ready. When I see him, I will tell him. That's how auntie got to the door and ran back home. Everybody was not laughing at her. By the way, they gave her nickname Fizzy because of how she was very fixed for the guy. So she was on the stairs chatting with her friend one day, and then somebody now said Fizzy. She now asked that one, "Are you mad?" without even checking. That's how auntie come back when her crush was beside the guy.
I just fainted.
I know, right?
What?
That's how auntie Frizzo. She said that was how they got introduced, but she was now holding his hand longer than normal. Next thing she knew, she was back in her office. Like, she doesn't even remember leaving. Her friend was now hailing her, saying, you're a G. She doesn't even remember because, you know, she was in the clouds. She was on cloud nine. She just sat down. She said she can't believe how much he did just to find the guy. That immediately she met him, that the magic of him being
he went away
was lost.
Wow.
But like just
I
like
feel
that.
Like after going through that, that's I feel sad. Like she should have held on each. I mean, the feeling should have held on a little longer just to know what next. You get? I feel like this story is not complete. I want more. I want more from this.
I know. But she said when she was going to his floor that she used to look for her good lipstick and good earrings anytime she had something to do around the office, just in case. But immediately they met.
But
everything
you know what I'm saying? Once. Like for me as well, if I get to know my crush, I don't know, something just happened and it just won't be 100% anymore. It's like you know, it just goes away. So I guess just that kind of person. Okay, so next story is from brother Aaron. Okay, so he says first day at work. Mimi, what is it? First day at work, he saw this babe. She was a speck, slim waist, hip, bum, boobs, everything on point. He had to stop and ask her to give her a lift, right? Her accent, Jand accent. She bust his head basically. His head scatter. So he dropped her at her office. So he knows where she works. So he took her for days, months. He tried to take her out for 3 months, right? They had nice conversation. They would get stuff together. He would get her lunch, take to her office during his office break. Yeah. So they always used to make plans to meet, but she never ever came around. Like when they make plans, like, okay, let's go to Yellow Chili, let's go to this and that, that she wouldn't, you know, she wouldn't come through. She'll meet him, like, just not go all the time. So I beg, if you know that the guy free now, tell the guy say I don't like you, that's not true. Let people move on. On this fateful day, they made more plans again. He said that when they make plans and then she doesn't come, he will just be like, no biggie, that let him not use price to spoil the matter. They've already come this far. You get? So these on these people, they made plans to see. She did not show up, and she did not even message after. Like usually when she did not show up, that she would still send a message that sorry, I couldn't make it, I got busy, blah, blah. This one, she never send a message at all. She just lock up. You understand? I'm telling you.
Women are what?
I'm telling you. So later, after I called him with one giant number that she's not in Nigeria, that she left the country, that she'll be back soon. Mimi. Now wow. And that when she got back, she was engaged. That the crush died immediately.
Brother. Obviously.
Brother Aaron, we are sorry.
Hope he buried it.
First of all, she led you on. We are so sorry about that. She led you on. She led you on. So sorry. Yeah.
Not all girls are like that.
Yeah, she led you on. We're so sorry that she did that. And we're so sorry that you also did not know where to draw the line. You should have seen it. For what it was.
As in, yeah, it was exactly. Too many signs.
Exactly.
She wasn't that into you.
But we get it as a man, you know, as a man who knows what he wants. You want to go for what you want, fine. But at some point, yes, you want to draw the line. Yeah, respect for that.
Yeah, we respect that. Yeah.
So sorry about that too. Mimi, next story.
So this is about Ben. Ben said he was into an older girl who was in their church. That he will pick fights with her just to get her attention. He said they had nothing in common, but he was determined to find something that they would have in common. So in a bid to impress her, he took his mom's car to the girl's place. So his mom was coming back from work and passed that place where he parked the car. When he got home, when he got home and saw his mom was around, he had already prepared collabed with his cousin to say, hey, they call you, I'm at your house. He did not know, he didn't know that she had seen the car. That's how Momsi asked where he took the car to. And he said he went to his cousin's place. She said repeat it, and he repeated the lie. She was super disappointed. She now said, is it not the car that I saw in this girl's place? That's how she said there was a very big cut. So the funny thing about this story here is the girl married his cousin. Another cousin. But he says he was over the crush. No, he said he was over the crush already by that time, that he was even the one that introduced them. So the thing is, the mom was not angry that he went to a girl's house.
And he lied,
She was angry that he lied.
Yeah.
Like, I like her. I like her. She appreciates, she appreciates value.
I mean, just say, okay, I went to so-so-so. You didn't want to kill somebody now. Just say the truth. Move on. But not all parents.
Calm down. No, will you tell your mother?
That is the problem.
You will. I don't trust my parents that much.
Mr. B.
Next one.
Ade says in secondary school, he had a crush on his classmate. She was really, really pretty and cruel, like really, really mean. But he's into that dark ish.
Okay, Ade, into the dark ish. All right. Okay.
Even when she reported him to their VP, one time he got an ass whooping, but to him she could still do no wrong. Okay, Ade, we see you. So, okay. He said that he will walk her halfway home and then walk back all the way to his house some days, right? So there was this one time, he was walking her and some bastard Yahoo skate my boy. Some bastard my boy. Okay, so some bastard five boy came to join them and it became a trio, And that's even the painful part. It started to rain, And he was the one holding the umbrella for both of them. Holding the umbrella for the boy and the girl. And he was, held the umbrella all the way to her house. Then him and the bastard boy walked back together. And the worst part is that as he was holding the umbrella for them, the boy was busy toasting his crush and the rain was beating him.
Under his nose, literally.
But guess what? But still, she was perfect to him. She could do no wrong. Ah, I wish.
Oh God.
Let's slap him.
Slap him? back to reality. Back to
then,
reality.
Then he became Ade, the umbrella boy. One day, if it have gone, waiting. If it
but the
sorry,
it
Ade,
am,
but name it go. If it you. Then one day,
yeah, sorry,
in his
but...
class. His classmates, that's boys, they got a hold of his diary, and they read it out in front of his crush. Oh God,
shit, that's gory.
Oh God,
man, I would
fight
drown.
To death for that diary and run away. I never come back to that school.
There's no water.
Oh God,
there's no water. But
and the worst
drown.
Part was that the girl, he said, the devil girl was laughing. Hey, that's the end. That the crush was over. Nah, real devil.
She's a real devil girl.
The crush was
she's
over
real,
at that point.
She's
yeah.
a real devil girl.
We don't like her. We don't like her.
We don't like her.
Okay, so that's it. I mean,
so the next one is Bola.
Okay.
Bola said her first crush was much older than her. That
yeah.
she was crushing on him when she was like 11 or 12.
11?
And he was 8 years older.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Her voice training teacher.
Wow.
She said it was not crush that she was in love with him.
Okay.
She think guy knew and her mom also knew.
Ah, the whole
they just...
yeah.
She said she forget about him, that she dated him after she finished university.
Are you for real? And how was
it? Imagine holding a torch for that long.
Yeah. Well, I wonder. Well, wow. But well, that's a lot. They dated, actually.
Yeah, like they dated. She said they dated, and by the way, you have to keep in mind that she was moving. She was changing towns like 3 times. She moved from the north to Abuja, from Abuja to
Yeah. All this while, still loving him.
And
wow.
She said she dated him for a while after uni, and that they had sex once.
Okay.
Can never forget the experience. That was the best sex she had ever had. Imagine.
Okay. Okay, girl.
It was not exciting. That's sweet.
Cute. Yeah, it's so cute. Aw, so you see, it actually doesn't end up bad all the time. Sometimes it could be your best love story ever.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So, I'm not even sad they didn't end up together because she got
yeah,
the best
because
out of it.
She still got, exactly. Yeah. She still got, oh, so that's so cool. Okay, so our next story, yo, is Ahmed. So it's interesting. So Ahmed was crushing on his friend's neighbor. Okay, they were in St. Greg's and Holy Child, Lagos. Right. So she usually used to come to his school with the basketball team for practice at their school's court. And before they finally spoke properly, she and her friends were talking about him. It was always awkward when he went to talk to her, or when they spoke, it was awkward. because they were
so
both shy. She was shy too. Both of them were shy. Yeah. I mean, very, very awkward.
Right.
When you are shy, you don't really ask the best questions.
Let's not talk. Let's just be looking at each
other. Do you like bread?
Yeah, I'm cringing. Stop.
I swear. Okay, so her friends now named her Ahmeda. That's after him. But they did not date, and they are still friends till date.
Interesting.
So why did they date? They were both too shy to take the next step, or what? What's going on here? I don't like this story.
Possibly.
It's not making me happy. Both of you are shy. You're not doing well. Both of you are shy. Once I said to not now step up. If you don't now bring a third party to my happy people, eh? You needed help. Both of you needed help.
You
okay,
should have
well.
Gone to help them since you're a helper.
My helper. Okay, next story.
So Tade says he saw her and liked her and didn't know what to do. So he wrote out a list of points that we used to toast her.
Eh? Strategy.
And crammed it.
Wow.
On the day he saw her.
Yeah.
And he went to talk to her. He forgot everything and was babbling.
Oh, so cute. Tade.
He said he ran away.
Ah.
And wrote her a letter and said she did not reply the letter.
Oh, damn. Tade.
Girls are what?
Wow.
Oh, that's sad.
Come on. Oh, we're so sorry, Tade. Listen, it happens, okay? I'm sure you were very young when it happened, right? I'm sure you have also moved on. Don't worry.
We hope you have moved on.
Oh my God. Okay.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. So the next story, Morris says this happened in 200 level. there was this peng thing, tall and everything in a moderate proportion.
All right.
Her mom had a restaurant then. He went to eat there on this fateful day. She was the one that attended to him, yeah? So he will come and eat at the shop on a regular basis just to steal glances at her. And sometimes he would be too spicy. Yeah? But never had the liver.
Money was wasted.
He just chop the go. So sometimes he visit the restaurant twice a day, but never had the guts, you know, the liver to speak to her, to ask her out. One day, his friend,
a family friend
that was also his friend, you know, showed up. Mm. He used the opportunity to say hi to her, but they did not exchange numbers for another 4 to 6 weeks. But everything became sweet after then. A couple of makeouts and cuddles. And
nice.
She was engaged. How do you not make out and cuddle? Oh.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah, no questions, all right.
Don't ask questions. So, we saved the best two for the last.
So, the last and
my
final
next story. No, my next story is about Mel. Mel says Eloho got him with her showstopper physique. This was just before he entered uni. And
okay.
He thinks the crush was mutual because not long after they met, she called him to come over.
Okay.
In his head, he had listed out since we go. Like, I'm the man. When we are watching movie. Yeah, we'll play a movie. I'll put my hand on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, becoming closer. So, mm-hmm. He said when he got there, that she invited him in, told him to sit down. Then she now said, I'll be back.
Okay.
When auntie came back, guys, wait for this. Okay. She was wearing a white silk see-through nightie and matching robe. I think I remember those nightwears. So, do you remember them?
And it was white.
He said he could make out her goodies. As she was coming down the stairs and holding his gaze, like looking straight at him and walking to him.
What's the lady?
Hey. He said he was shocked because this is crush, like something that can make him start stammering on a normal day.
Yeah.
When she asks him a question.
Okay.
That's how auntie gets to him.
Okay.
She now leans, like he was sitting on the sofa, right? She now leans into him, puts her two hands on his thighs and says, Mel, what do you want right now?
Ha! Right now, I'm listening to somebody's time. Okay. What's the question?
So here's the twist, right? He says he's still slapping himself to you tomorrow because guess what his response was? Fanta. He said Fanta.
What? Fanta. No, please. We need to understand what's going on here. Anyways, she gets dressed up. She walks to him.
Yes.
Keeping his gaze. Yes. All that. We all know what she wants. Yes. And then she asks him, what do you want? He says, you want Fanta.
And gross. Uncle says Fanta.
Ah, bros, you know, try. Where are you?
I'm not done.
Okay.
She now still played Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. Andy Ross was laughing and saying, It's a nice song.
Come on. How old is he? Come on.
He was just after secondary school now before he got to uni.
This thing came me.
What? She did not stop there, but Uncle kept digging his hole himself. He kept digging.
What?
Digging. He blames it on the fact that he was really crushing on her, and to him, she was like a celeb. Imagine if Rihanna came to any guy now that they would be,
I mean, I understand.
So, if we look at it from that standpoint, then we can actually see sense with what. But Uncle, we are still mad at you.
What is all this? Oh, God.
What is all this?
Don't blame yourself anymore. I know that you probably tweeted about it and go like, if only. Don't worry, it's okay. I feel that you have made up for it as time went on. Then. Okay, Mimi. Drum roll, please.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Guys, listen, this one takes the cake, okay? Mark, okay? He says Mimi Mimi, keep quiet. Let me get this gist hot as it is. He says that Mimi has been his biggest crush. His biggest crush in his life, in his full life. He said that he has crushed on her since the first time he saw her. That she has a presence he cannot forget. He said the second time he saw her was when he knew in his heart, he knew inside his brain, his heart, his body, he knew that he had to know her one way or the other. And he will go wherever
it's so dramatic.
Excuse me, please. He said that he will go wherever she goes just to be around her, like a shadow. Oh God. He said that he feels like he achieved something when he got her number and he still has a crush on her till today. Mimi, what do you have to say about this? Let me see. He said that he'll follow you wherever you go. Wherever you go, he's going to follow you. Is that what you want
tonight?
But
he's not here now, is it?
Mr. Mark, we're all so proud of you for coming out and saying this. You're such a strand, you know. I'm sure that after this now, I'm sure that there'll be women to defend. So Mimi has a personal question on her, and he says you go to wherever she is that he follows.
Wait, did you say that?
I'm telling you what you said. You said that he follows you anywhere you go. Anywhere you go, he's going to follow you. Oh, what he said. If you go to
he did not say that now.
Well, people, let's judge the matter. He said that he follow her anywhere she goes. Well, does not mean that when even if she goes to the ends of the earth, that he follow her there.
Calm down. Wow, Mimi. You're so dramatic.
Come and judge the matter. I'm not.
That's the matter we are trying to solve now. We are looking for George, but George has gone out and he did not want to come back.
This is the matter we are solving currently.
Okay.
Guys, this has been our longest study yet.
Very, very long.
We enjoyed listening to your stories and
reading them out. Too much.
So we've come to the end of this episode.
Yes, we have. And we have had so much fun. We hope that you have also enjoyed listening a bit because we have so much fun. Yeah. And we can always stay connected via our IG. That's at the Juicy Lucy Podcast. That's THEJUICYLUCYPODCAST. And our email, keepingitjuicy@yahoo.com.
Guys, please remember to stay safe. And we would love to hear from you. Until next time. Yes. This is the Juicy Lucy Podcast.